There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Never too much.
Hello, welcome back to Pisces Season. That was Never Too Much by Luther Vandross. I'm Lauren Bile. This is Pisces Season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I also have a special guest with me. Hello.
Who is it?
Oh my god, who could it be?
I have no idea.
Please introduce yourself. I'm not going to introduce
you. Okay, I was waiting for it and
no,
I didn't
it's
think
not
it was
gonna come.
Hi guys, my name is Julian Izakoff.
Julian.
You can call me Juju Izzy though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a student.
Oh, okay.
Last time I came here I was undecided, but I'm actually not undecided anymore.
Oh my god.
Which is awesome.
About your major?
Yeah, Lauren actually was at my major reveal party at Masala Restaurant.
Yeah, if you guys have ever, walked around the Medford area, quite a beautiful place, I would say. Mm-hmm. There's this fabulous restaurant, Masala.
Beautiful.
It's literally Michelin star rating.
I think
it's,
it has like three now at this point.
Yeah.
at least.
It's really good. But basically Julian had his major reveal party because we were all like, what is he going to do?
Yeah.
Do you want to reveal it to the listeners?
Yeah. I mean, the real reason we went there is because I ordered Uber Eats and I got a 50% discount for eating at the entire restaurant. So then I was like, well, why not make it about me? Because I'm not annoying at all. So I made it a major reveal party and I begrudgingly declared my major as ILVS. Shout out to that department. Love you guys. It stands for International Literary and Visual Studies. Who knows where that will take me?
Julian visually studies a lot of visual things, I would say. He's always on Letterboxd. I would say.
You're making me look bad. Okay.
No. I wish my brother like exclusively calls movies films, and whenever I say the word movies, he's like, "You mean films?" So like, yeah, I understand.
It's just a certain level of decorum.
I totally understand where you're coming from.
Thanks. I try my best to do my reviews very eloquently.
Yeah.
But
compared to my, it was a funny movie.
Yeah, Lauren like doesn't rate any of her movies. She rates them, but doesn't review them.
Sorry.
So it's like, I want to know why you gave A Star Is Born 0 stars, but you gave Monsters University 5 stars. But just let me know. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, so my taste is obviously unquestionable. It's so good.
No, I mean, it sets the bar. Let's be honest here.
Maybe it's like Bradley Cooper. I don't know. Lady Gaga, too.
Facts.
Maybe I am starting to not support her in movies. I'm going to be honest.
Can you tell me and the listeners why?
Mainly because...
Yeah. I know what you're going to say.
She's a liar.
Rhyme with Baus of Lucci.
Yeah. Because House of Gucci was the worst movie I've seen. It was actually so boring. It was so boring. I don't know what happened at all.
Yeah,
it was
let's
ridiculous.
Not get political here, but I have to agree with you, unfortunately. And I'll defend her till the end of the earth, but I'll agree, that was not good.
Yeah, and she was like, I wrote a 70-page manuscript about this character, and I lived as her for a year. Like, I truly don't, like, she's just making up stuff.
You're so right. But you'd think that with that dedication, it would be good.
And it wasn't even good.
The accent was,
good.
Like, not it for me.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah.
She looked really good, though.
Yeah. But that was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was, like, I missed more of, like, who she is.
Yeah.
She seemed kind of broken to me, which I guess was the point. But I was like, can we get more of the crime and less about
it was,
the finances and
it was
the taxes.
A lot about that and then like designs and her shopping. A lot about her shopping,
which like we could all relate to, but not in the way she did it.
Not in the 3-hour
like,
movie.
Put that on the rack. I was like, okay, that's like not relatable or funny.
Yeah. I had another point, but it flew away from me. When you said that on the rack, it's gone now.
Yeah, you were like, I don't support her movies, but
oh,
you had there was only one, like, she's only been in 2, so it's like...
Yeah, she needs to stop doing them.
Oh, really? Can you give her one last chance?
Oh my god, wait. I have a great lead into our next song now, actually.
Okay, go for
it. I put it on the end of the playlist, but you guys are going to listen to it next. It's what she should be sticking to,
okay.
Because the song...
Is? Called?
Oh, Telephone. By
she
Lady Gaga.
Oh!
No, she should be sticking to the music because this song goes crazy.
I love that one.
Yeah. One would say there's 2 words I would describe this, but probably can't be said on air.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You guys can think about it while we play the song. Yes. Okay, up next is Telephone by Lady Gaga.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kinda busy. Thank you. sick and tired of my phone ringing. Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station. Tonight I'm not taking no calls, cause I'll be dancing.
That was Lost Track by...
Come on.
Haim?
Sure. Yeah, it was good.
Is it?
I've had someone say Haim before. shout out to Liv Furman. She's listening all the way in Colorado in like a car tent.
Oh my God.
And she loves them, so kisses to that.
That's so awesome.
That's so PS.
That's really cute.
Yeah. Do you like them?
I've never listened to their music.
Ever in your life?
Well, that one song with Taylor Swift... unfortunately,
can we not discuss that? Sorry, I don't want to hear her name.
No. I only listened to two of her of TS's songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll give you that one.
The rest are unforgivable.
Yeah. No, I agree. Irredeemable. irrevocable.
Yeah, actually, I think the most revolutionary thing that's ever been done in the last 100 years is her re-recording her old albums, making them sound the exact same and being like,
"Yes,
guys, listen."
It's like, look,
that was quite ridiculous.
I spent money and I put time into this.
Yeah,
and it's the same thing.
And it's the same exact thing. Also, like, I know it's, like, her tracks and, like, she doesn't own them anymore, but I'm sorry, how rich is she, like...
I'm sorry, am I supposed to feel bad, like, not to get into the nitty-gritty, but I can't support that.
Julian's on his villain...
I'm in my villain era. Yeah, oh, yeah, I meant to say, even though this station's called Pisces season, I'm actually a Scorpio.
Yeah.
But it's Pisces, like, one of the best and Scorpios signs. Are sisters.
So yeah, water signs.
I'm technically still in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, flop era.
Yeah, flop era after tonight's bingo. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, we just played like 8 rounds of bingo. Massive and flop. We came so close each round and did not win a single
literally
one.
Went away multiple times.
And then and listened.
No, please.
The grand finale.
The grand finale was an Apple Watch, right? Like stupid like T for Tufts, yep. Order of on the bingo card. Yep.
And who won it?
A girl who already had an Apple Watch.
Thank you.
And she was literally like, all of her friends are like, yeah, she already has one. Like, and then Julian was like, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah, of course I was.
Because what are you going to do with 2 Apple Watches? And it came with a sports band. Like, okay.
Yeah. Like, definitely did not do sports. Not, definitely not up their alley, but anyway.
Okay.
moving on. That was not it for me. I had something else to say. How do you feel about Beyonce's verse on that Telephone song?
I think it's perfect and amazing.
Oh, really?
I think that she should make more music with Lady Gaga. I think we should regress
True.
In music.
That's what we should be repeating.
I don't
Maybe that's what we should be
I literally
re-recording.
Don't think we should go back to, like, Red. I'm sorry, 22?
No, I agree. You just can't
How old
avoid
was
the
she
conversation
when
that
she, like,
up.
Sang that song?
I don't know,
like,
4? Anyway.
I don't. We need to move back to, like, 4.
I'm literally over the discourse, y'all. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I have to, like, argue my strong dislike for her to one more person.
I'm sorry, like, but, like, who cares about... I've had enough.
Like, let's talk about what really matters.
People are gonna come to the studio and, like, kill us, like the Swifties.
Honestly? Okay, if there are Swifties out there, or anyone for that matter, speaking of telephone, please call in.
Yeah.
I'd like
oh,
to hear your
yeah, the number.
On literally anything.
855-915-9636. Or, if you didn't get that, WMFO.org, the number's on the website. So.
Or if you want to Skype, the code is WMFO-DJ.
I don't really, I'm unsure about how that works, but.
It's okay, I'll figure it out. I'm prepared.
Julian, who has never been to one singular training session, will figure it out for us.
Yeah, you don't have to expose me like that. Apparently there's a big red X next to my name.
I'm now training coordinator, which means that I can see people's information.
That's
and
really
Julian's seeing one of the only people who hadn't gone to any of the training things, and his name just said Julian is a cop, but like in bright red.
Thanks for sharing.
It's okay. I mean, you made the smarter move. And
Lola
the
Fiana
end.
Is out here to expose me.
Yeah, that's actually what this show is. It's literally a red table talk, except for red, like, I don't participate in the discourse ever. I just like
it's just at me.
Am crazy and rude.
It's
just yeah.
at me at this point.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I should start that.
I mean, I actually feel like that would be really fun.
Yeah. And also, it's, like, late
just
enough.
Just get B-Knox every week to come in.
Who?
Big names on campus.
Oh, yeah.
B-Knox, yeah.
I mean, I that just, would be really fun.
Right?
But I just would also be scared to be in the presence of some of those people.
We can be good cop, bad cop. Because I'm not scared. I could take it.
If you guys think that's an interesting idea and you would love to see it,
please shout out in the comments.
Please shout out in the comments. Because I literally will. I'm running out of music to play. I play the same 3 songs every week for myself. And then I'm like, I don't have anything to play for my show. And we're getting towards the end of the semester. Like,
true. It is scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I really... Please,
but
someone.
New songs are coming out of the woodworks every day. And you have to pick yourself up by your bootstraps.
Julian's really into the...
I'm into those... What
those,
are they called? I almost said idioms, but...
I don't... I'm...
They're not metaphors.
I just,
they're not allegories.
I only do STEM. I don't know words anymore.
I only do STEM.
Okay, anyway.
Spoken like a true queen.
I'm sure that people want more music.
Probably. And by the time you get
so
back, we will
everybody
have
get
taken these 2 pills that we found on the desk.
There's decongestants in the WMFO studio. everyone get really hype. This song's really hype. Anyway.
Wait, what is it?
It's Killshot by Magdalena Bay.
Yes!
I stole it from Jill. Haha. Okay, bye. Yeah, that was Kill Shot by Magdalena Bay.
I'm low-key shot. They literally kill me.
okay. Julian said like 3 times during the song, this is fun. The song was fun, no?
Simply just reinforcing how fun it was.
It was really fun. It was really fun. I hope everyone's having a ton of fun at 12:30.
Again, like, call in. We want to hear
what your story is, where are the calls? Like, you don't have to be on air. You can
like, not everyone call at once, too. Because we've kind of been inundated with calls.
Phones are blowing up.
Oh my god, they're calling right now. Oh my god.
Oh my god, I should play more music.
Whoa, chill.
Oh my god, guys.
No way. You shouldn't have.
Anyway, what? Go ahead.
What were you going to say? I was just going to ask you how your Wednesday was. Usually you're here alone and there's no one to ask you. So.
That's so true. Today was busy. Beep bopped around. What about you?
Highlights? Oh, okay.
Oh.
It was a wacky wild Wednesday.
It was wacky wild.
Like nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
I guess I beep bopped around too. Like,
yeah.
Low key.
That's just how it is on Wednesdays, I guess.
I agree. It's just like a weird energy.
It's so weird. I hate Wednesdays.
No, I know. It's like, should I be like annoyed that the week is like in the middle, or should I be happy that it's like at the end?
Yeah, like TGIF, yeah. But also like,
FML, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, you know? Literally.
Yeah.
Hump day, but hump like day. In the worst sense.
Like, not even humping in like, like fucking.
Oh my god.
Freaking
It's okay. It's past the safe harbor hours or whatever, so I can play bad music with explicit words.
Dang, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Not really gonna have fun.
Yeah. Up next is a song that is explicit. It's the first one of the night.
Okay.
So if you guys can't listen to bad words, I'd tune out right now.
Like, turn off.
Yeah, like...
I probably might head out as well. Just FYI.
Yeah, yeah, Julian's gonna step out of the studio for this next one.
It's really uncomfortable. BRB.
Bia? The...
Oh!
Spring Fling is featured in the song. It's Miami by Kali Uchis.
In case a lot of people... If case you have no idea who that is, which I literally did not, she sings, whole lot of money in this muff. Anyway, I literally was like, Bia, who's that? And then I was like, yeah. Okay.
What are your thoughts on the other Spring Fling?
No comment. I only listen to like whack stuff and like top 50, so I was kind of shocked and appalled that that was the lineup. But everyone else seemed excited, so I just put on a happy face and was like, yay, Spring Fling.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I'm excited for Aminé, for sure.
Don't know who that is, but yeah.
I'm gonna play one of his songs later.
Oh,
but
okay.
I feel like it's, I don't know, I have low expectations, but I'm still excited.
No, yeah, I mean, it's, we're all gonna be having a awesome
it'll
time
be
anyway.
A little, it'll be a tough reunion too,
for sure. Yeah,
yeah,
no, yeah,
which happy moment,
happy moments. And then we're gonna be like, we're having fun.
Yeah,
and
the carnival Ferris wheel run by Tusk members.
True. True. That's
a little bit concerning.
Totally
but
safe.
I totally
as well.
Am placing my
if
lives.
If you're gonna go on that, please wear your seatbelts.
Yeah, placing our lives in the hands of Tusk members.
For Bia,
who Julian
okay?
literally just got into fights with.
Anyway, off my list.
Up next is Miami by Kali Uchis.
Cabroncitas. Lucy, blowing Cali Uchis. Probably with a flop, so never see me smoke a Lucy. Need my money prompts, and you don't wanna see me moody. If you knew me, then you probably wanna get to know the new me. Vamos pa' Miami, how we live la vida loca. Me llamo Perico, pero no me gusta coca. New vice, now I need a blunt with my mimosa. Never get it twisted, ain't too bougie for Corona. With a lime on the side, I bring my sand to the track. Cause my baggage is way too expensive to pack. I be 10 toes down, 2 hands in the back. Cause when you fast forward, you don't never look back.
Live fast and never die.
Okay, that was Miami by Kelly Uchis.
Ooh.
Featuring Bia.
Hola, man.
Yeah. Should we play that after this?
Like, no.
Okay. Yeah, definitely
unless
won't.
Unless you guys really want
to
hear
No. We have better music to play. We also have a PSA to do, which is really exciting. I forget who is who. Would you like to...
You want
to
be that person.
Is it Karen?
Yes. So this one is called Next Trip to the River. And if you'd like to read out the sound effects, you can list them and I'll do the noises.
Sound effects, birds chirping.
Oh, do you want to take that one?
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Yeah.
Children laughing. Sprinkler. Collar jingling. Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon, though.
Sounds good. A bark. And a jingle of a collar. Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood. And it's decompostable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the...
Can you not laugh? This is really serious.
We'll go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and... potable. Sorry, it's spelled wrong on the thing. Oh. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Dog barks.
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
Oh, those are all the lines?
Yeah. Oh. Well, it was voice at the end, and let's...
Oh, yeah, it said boatable and not also, potable. Yeah. No, boatable makes sense. For boatable. People to do boats. So actually, no one's drinking the Mystic River water, so actually...
Isn't that, like, worse for the environment, though, putting boats in it?
They're not gas boats, they're sailboats.
Oh, we do that
and, like, here? Paddle boats.
Oh, okay.
Wow, someone read the PSA wrong. Awkward.
Sorry, guys.
I actually had my own version of a PSA. They didn't have it in this handy-dandy PSA booklet, but I wanted to say, Lauren, if you're out in the sun and the clouds are covering the sun, do you still think you need sunscreen?
Yes, my mommy told me so.
Okay, well, I didn't think that was the case, and I was wrong, and I got second-degree burns all over my chest. So just because the sun isn't shining doesn't mean you can't get burned, and that was a PSA.
That's so true. I put on SPF on my face every day because...
Wait, every day?
Yeah, like moisturizer in the morning.
In the winter?
I mean, like, yeah, if the sun is out. I want to age well.
Okay, true.
So, and also I'm like already kind of aging. There's like wrinkles on my forehead.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So pick yourself up by your bootstraps and put a smile on that face.
Yeah. I love my wrinkles. It makes me look older and intelligent and wise.
Oh.
So wise.
Write that down. It'll last longer. That was a good one.
I kind of am in the mood for We Don't Talk About Bruno right now.
Oh.
What about you? Oh, you want to wait?
Obsessed.
Okay, then we'll play that.
We'll be singing all, like, 8 parts of the song, so...
Oh, Julian's actually just going to perform it for us.
Or I can do that, yeah. Sucks that you guys can't see me.
Yeah.
Or Wild Ride.
Yeah, so just whenever you're listening to this, imagine Julian singing literally every single word, because apparently he knows every single word.
Who doesn't?
Me, but okay. I'm going to be in the process of it.
I'll indoctrinate you.
Okay. Yeah, up next is We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto.
We don't talk about Bruno. Bruno says it looks like rain.
Why did he tell us?
In doing so, he floods my brain.
Abuela gets the umbrella.
Buried in a hurricane.
What a joyous day, but anyway.
We don't talk about Bruno.
No, 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 no.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Hey, Bruno live in fear. Bruno stuttering or stumbling. I can always hear him sort of muttering and mumbling. I associate him with the sound of falling sand.
Going. Yeah, that song is from Encanto. If you guys have seen that movie, me and Julian were just talking about it and our thoughts.
Yep.
But I have one huge thought whenever I listen to that song, and all it is
I know what you're gonna say.
Lin-Manuel Miranda must be stopped. I literally, like, the thought of him having an EGOT is like, it's so terrifying. Like, someone actually needs, he's so, oh my god. To no end, he bothers me. And, like, he's found his way into every single movie, every single, like, production ever. And he always... Yes,
Mary Poppins Returns.
And his issue is that he loves to reference his old stuff, but it's not even, like, Easter egg. It's, like, me bragging about this show that I wrote and has multiple Tonys. Like, shut up. No one cares. Like, I'm trying to watch In the Heights, and you're literally, like,
serving
singing,
piraguas.
And you're literally, like... And you're literally like humming Hamilton songs. Like, right. Leave me alone. I genuinely like feel repulsed when I see him. I don't enjoy his voice. It's terrible.
I think it's bad.
And you can always hear him anytime he sings. He ruins it because he's so like
whiny.
It's so specific and like stop.
That's a good one.
It's not good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really, really happy
he
that
puts
he
puts the ego in EGOT.
Yeah, that's so true.
Sorry.
As long as he doesn't get that Oscar, like someone needs to keep beating him out for the rest of time.
The funny thing is if he were smart, which he's not, he would have put this song up for the Oscar, which he didn't.
Yeah.
And
didn't the song like literally beat out of like Let It Go or something?
Something. Yeah. And he didn't put it up, and his movie other ones didn't win because they weren't good enough.
Yeah.
So that's the karma of it all. But
yeah.
I kind of agree with everything you said.
Yeah, I mean, like,
wholeheartedly.
And it's all very, like, it is good music. Like, this is, like, a good song.
Catchy,
but
yeah.
It also is, like, let's compare all of these, like, songs that he's written. And it's, like, kind of like, okay, like, we're getting close to the same thing here.
I agree. He has his foot, what's it called? His foot in too many wheelhouses. Dips his foot in too many ponds. I don't know. He's just doing a little too much for my opinion. And I'll admit, I was on the hype. In the very beginning.
Yeah. No, I was...
Like, I was with it.
I shamefully was into...
It's embarrassing.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I was on
the
TS wave.
It is... No, yeah, it's literally embarrassing. Yeah. Like, I can't go back to that, but...
I agree.
Those
two are waiting at Dante's Inferno in the last circle of hell when we go down and meet our maker.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is my nightmare, like, walking nightmare.
I
genuinely don't have a desire to be like, oh, if I saw him, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, it's like him. I'd be like,
I'd low-key boo. Is that rude?
No, I know you would boo. But like, it's like fair. I think he's like a huge ego and like makes it all about himself.
It's
like, come on,
humble.
Take
yeah.
a step back and like,
right.
I don't know.
I'll never forget him at the White House.
God.
He was like, there's nothing rich folks love more. And I was like, oh my god, please. It's like way too much for doing this. Sorry. I'm like, you're at the White House. Show some decorum. Anyway.
It's actually really embarrassing.
Right? I'm like,
like his wedding video where he like raps. Like, he literally just goes places and raps. Like, he's literally in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh,
and he's like
god.
Rapping to like Lily and her newborn, like on the bus. And
oh,
she's like,
god.
She's
what
like,
did something else.
It's so embarrassing. Like, she's like, oh yeah, haha, gonna go visit my husband at a wedding, and he's like rapping to her on a bus, and she's like, okay, cool. Like, never the time, never the place for him ever.
Oh, I just looked up his movies. He's gonna be in The Little Mermaid.
Oh, of course.
Or involved in that. That's
Disney
really fun.
Needs to get
out. Yeah, there must be there must be something going on. We should look into that.
It's like, jeez. They've actually like bought his soul, I think.
I literally think they're like on this list for organ donors. Or vice versa. They're like literally dead to him.
Yeah. Sorry, but he is no Alan Menken.
Speak on it, and you could put that in your pipe and smoke it. Happy 420.
Yeah. If you don't know who Alan Menken is, and you have literal,
do some research.
You have issues. You definitely know. He's.
It's like you
they're
can know,
they're
but
trying
you
to,
know.
They're trying to do the same thing, but with Lin-Manuel Miranda and
the Alan Menkification. Lin-Manuel. Speak on it.
Yeah, I will. Anyway, I guess this is a show where I play music sometimes.
That,
so.
Really? Oh.
It's,
I thought you just talked.
Like, no, I'm thinking about it though. We only have two songs left on the playlist.
Oh my
so.
God, Stan.
Yeah.
Up
next is, if you are still somehow listening, it's a song to prep you for Spring Fling.
Mm.
It is a Mine song. However, I just highly doubt that this will be performed anyway. So like, it's kind of irrelevant. But anyway, yeah. Up next is Colors by Mine.
I wanna be happy like when I found a star, was just couldn't be. And then I found myself feeling like the colors in between. Stranger to my family, so now I get no sleep. My inside's color blue, but girl, my range is color green. Happy like when I found a star, was just couldn't be. And then I found myself feeling like the colors in between. Stranger to my family, so now I get no sleep. My inside's color blue, but girl, my range is color green. Green, blue, 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 green, pink, pink, green. Green, like the colors of the green, blue, blue, blue.
got no time for all these bitches, but they keep on ringing on me. Yeah, these girls, they think we cupped up, but this ain't no matrimony. When it come to being numb, that's how I feel on the daily. I'm Adam Daniel, the mama, but younger me, nay, the ladies. Okay, yellow, 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 how the fuck you do this shit? I've been getting green, but somehow I can't find no happiness. Purple in the sky, so I'm high, but ain't no sloppiness. Red eyes from my red eye, but her red eyes from the industry.
I wanna be happy like when I find a star, it's just gonna be. And I find myself feeling like the colors in between. Stranger to my family, so now I get no sleep. My inside's color blue, but girl, my range is color green. Happy like when I find a star, it's just color green. And then I find myself feeling like the colors in between. Stranger to my family, so now I get no sleep. My inside's color blue, but girl, my range is color green.
Look, please be humble, don't end up broke.
Hearts full when it beat the most.
Cherish moments with homies, I spent 20K up in Mexico. Born in Paris, I'm coast to coast.
Boat tanker from knee to toe.
Family, I keep them close.
Me and my girl, we cheat and choke.
Lanes want me to fail, but then they girls want me to rail. Built the name of me, they got no help and gave them hell. When it's a gray area, it colors out itself. The real to stay the real, and yeah, the fake should stay themselves.
I wanna know how you feel about it. This area will feel like it's counted. Tell me, do you think you can manage?
Yeah, so that was Colors by Mine.
It's a really colorful song.
Yeah, I thought so.
I felt not only red, blue, orange, yellow, and green, but also purple and that was violet and blue.
Yeah. Whenever I'm, like, dead on my way to work, I listen to that song to try to liven myself.
And does it work?
No. But at least I tried, you know?
True, it's worth it.
Yeah. Up next is a song from you, Savage.
Yeah. Do you... Okay, this is a Korean pop song, so if you're not into that, sign off. But actually, don't sign off, because it's actually really freaking good.
Yeah, you shouldn't sign off.
I
mean, you made it this far, like, why wouldn't
right.
you just listen
this
to the
like,
show?
This is, like, kind of an iconic song, and you're first going to hear it and be like, what?
But that's exactly how I feel about most of the songs
best,
that I play. Because I'm like,
ones.
You're not going to get it the first time you hear it. Like,
right.
you genuinely
you
are
won't.
Not going to get it.
And then you'll be
it.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just want to... I shouldn't spoil it, but the intro is so iconic.
It will stick with you.
It will.
And then you'll be like, okay.
Do you know what the intro is?
Yeah, I listened to it
oh,
earlier.
Oh, good, right?
Yeah, and then you'll be like, and then like, in a few days I'll be like, ugh, that song is stuck in my head.
Yeah.
And then I'll start listening to it, and then I'll be like, okay.
Facts. They're literally performing at Coachella, so like,
okay.
if that doesn't say anything, then
yeah.
it should.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay, yeah, up next, Savage by...
Aespa.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Don't you know I'm a savage? I'm a killer, 널 깨라 아직도 가리고 환각을 펼치 너 fella, we holla 두렵지 않아 너 hit too harder 날 믿어 너리 fake on me 좀비가 안 된 무대로 뭘 I'm a fake on me Got everybody mock up to me 숙취를 느끼게 멘탈을 흔들어 놔 싸늘한 관절 무너져 I can't no more time I say no 두고 본 난 좀 savage 너의 dirty한 play 너는 두고 볼 수 없어 나를 무너뜨리고 싶은 내 환각들이 점점 너를 구축할 이유가 돼
I'm a savage 널 부셔게 줄게 oh, I'm a savage 널 짓밟아 줄게 oh.
Get me now 지금 나를 잡아 아닌 나를
더
Get me now Get me now 이제 내가 너를 잡아 now I'm a savage
Give me now
짙은 역을 막아 흐트러 놔 빼놔 하지 마라 여긴 바로 광야 너의 시공간은 내 뜻대로 make it break it I'm a savage 널 붙잡아 지금 나를 잡아 아님 난 더 savage Give me now, give me now 이제 내가 너를 잡아 now I'm savage give me now, give me now 너의 말이 보여 네 약점 like a freedom give me now, give me now My eyes sink 그 방에 말고 꺼져 savage
Anything. Yeah, that was Savage by Aespa.
Don't you know I'm a...
Savage.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you're feeling like a savage at 12:53 a.m.
On Thursday, on April 21st.
On a, yeah, you should call and tell us. Literally so rude. I've never had this kind of disrespect where no one wants to talk to us.
I think that's... Yeah, they are kind of feeling... They must be feeling like savages.
Yeah, that was really savage.
Yeah, you know who's my dad's listening. Last time I was a guest on a radio show, he called.
Oh.
So, I know, I'm upset you're not calling
is there something,
now.
Is there something about me? Is it my fault?
I don't know. It shouldn't be. You're the one that gave me this gracious guest spot, so...
Yeah,
if anything, it should be because of me.
Love having you as a guest.
Thank you so much.
So, anytime you want to come back...
Like, literally, like, tomorrow.
Okay, I'll... 9
I'll book your next 4 weeks. Yeah, 9 a.m. tomorrow. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who else was feeling like a savage tonight?
Who?
Tusk. Sorry.
Yeah.
Bingo night was a rough one tonight.
I also DM'd them and I was like, "Hey guys, just want you to know that the past few bingos, like the winners who have gotten Apple Watches, already had them." And then they responded saying,
"It's stupid. Like, why give them out?
What do you want me to do about
like-
that? It's a game of chance." Dot dot dot. And I was like, "I get it."
But
also, at the same
like,
time, I don't.
If you've done it twice at this point, like, that's kind
no,
of
they've
really
done it more
annoying.
Than
it's, like,
it's happened at least 4 times. Because every time the winner, I find out who wins the Apple Watch, and I'm like, do you have one? They're like, yeah. I'm like...
Like, or maybe, seriously? Like, pick a new prize. Like, if everyone has their
right.
one Apple Watch already.
Like, a gift card to something that, like,
yeah, let's stop, unique. Like, yeah, exactly. Right. Giving away more Apple Watches. That's exactly what we
it's
need.
Like, giving away tablets. Like, now everyone and their mom has one. And they're not special anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just yeah. IMHO, but...
I would just, or, like, an Apple gift card. I don't know. Like, you
right.
spent the money at
no,
Apple
exactly.
already. Like,
then
why didn't you just make
want.
It a gift card?
They can get, like, AirPods,
yeah, literally,
a phone case.
Yeah, they gave away an Apple...
Or maybe just not support Apple.
Yeah, they gave away an Apple Home, like, the, like, Alexa, but from Apple. As if, like, any of us have a use for it other than a speaker.
Literally, two like, words. Or, I guess, one word. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say to that.
No words. Also, we didn't get bucket hats. That was quite rude. And then they were like, come to other Spring Fling events. Like, no, I don't
no.
want to.
Also, they should have taken the hats off the people that won and given them to us.
Thrown them out into the crowd.
No, seriously. Like, what?
Yeah.
Not only did we get there on time, but we didn't get a bucket hat and we didn't win.
Yeah,
and
we got there on time and they were like, sorry, come to other events.
There's also
no.
a line.
Like, I don't want
like,
to
shade them even more. Like, I don't mind a good line, but...
Down with Tusk.
Not at 9:30 in front of Cummings Center.
Yeah, that was okay. quite... Yeah.
Yeah. Nar.
dehumanizing.
It was a little bit degrading, to be honest, but it's okay.
And, like, goodbye to an hour of my time, I guess.
Right. Like, oh, well.
Yeah.
It's not like I can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Besides this awesome radio show.
Yeah, that. We have no more music for you guys, so...
Unless Julian, someone wants to call in the last 2 minutes and suggest a quick song.
Speak to us, but apparently not. Julian, do you have anything you'd like to say? Any points before we wrap it up? Literally anything. Get it off your chest.
No, I actually have one prepared. You can't see my hands right now, everyone, but they're making a cupping motion.
Yeah, they are.
And I'd like to say, spare summer internship, please.
Spare summer internship?
If anyone's listening...
Please.
Again, my name is Julian Isikoff, located in Brooklyn, New York. Spare summer internship, please. I do so many things.
He is a jack of all trades, I tell you.
Thanks. I can learn to do anything you want.
Yeah.
I will literally go back and forth to Starbucks all day just to get coffee for whoever I'm serving because I just love walking and I'll be happy to have a summer internship.
Yeah.
Summer 2022, just to put, in case anyone's confused.
Yeah.
Just reiterating. Anything you want to say? It's your show.
I guess thank you for listening. I appreciate everyone who listens. And I will be back here next week and hopefully the weeks after during the summer. So
really?
If you're bored during the summer and you're like up late, like haha WID, listen to my radio show because I will be here. I mean, like, why not?
Wait. Oh, you're here.
Because I'm going to be here over the summer.
Oh my God, so true.
Yeah,
what are you
so
doing
again? I was like, I'm going to be in research intern.
Wow. Shout out to Lauren, our fearless leader.
Yeah. Pre-med queen.
Oh my God, and you'll literally be here. That's
yeah,
so fun.
Yeah, and I will be here in the studio, and it'll be so awesome. Everyone will be like, oh, thank God she's still on radio.
I'm literally totally calling in.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I'm
you
not
can, like,
say every
You
time,
can, like, but... host over the phone with me because no one else calls, so.
Really? I mean, actually, sorry. Sorry, I'm stopping her. Sorry, I'm stopping her right now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a long time ago when she had a radio show, I called in like 3 times.
Oh, and I definitely hung up every single time.
She said it would work, and then like every time it didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was trying, I guess, but...
I was trying. It's very difficult for no reason.
If at first you don't succeed, just try it
you
again.
You have to keep trying.
Because it will work one of the times.
Maybe. Hopefully. It was Probably. Really embarrassing when I was, like, training people, and there were, like, 4 girls sitting in the studio, and I was like, okay, this is how you do the phones, and then it was, like, not doing it. I was like, okay, so, sorry, that was messed up. I'll do it again. And then I kept doing
it.
No, it did not work. And I literally did it, like, about 5 times, and then I was like, I'm sorry, I really don't know what's going on. And I finally got it on the 5th try, and I was like, haha, did it.
Good.
It was so embarrassing.
They must have been,
literally,
their jaws
are definitely like
on the floor.
Like, how does she have no idea what she's doing? Well, so there's so many buttons. They definitely were like,
right.
Oh, she can't do it.
To bring it back for full circle, I did miss my training, but if I did attend it, I would have bodied it.
Yeah, I totally believe that. I'll make sure to put you at the top of the list.
At least delete the big X next to my name.
No,
the
I will,
least
I will.
You could do. Put like a smiley face or something.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Pisces season / Scorpio season.
Oh, thanks.
Cute. This is... Whoa, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. I'm Lauren Bile, and have a... Well, have sweet dreams, everyone. Good night.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Yes.